Derry, they are absolutely delirious. They came here with a game plan. It was that game plan. Donegal never got going, Brendan.
Never got going, never came out of the blocks today, really. You know, okay, we had the two great goals in the first half. But apart from that, Derry were the better side. You have to give great credit to Mickey Donnelly and his team. You know, they knew what Donegal wanted to do. They marked the main men out of it and did a good job on them. And they were full value for their point win today because they were the better team, particularly in the second half. They came out of the blocks in the second half and really were the better team.
Yeah, that's better. Like, the call from the referee from the last ball, I think it was Aaron Deeney, he was fouled that far side, Brendan. That should have been a free.
100% Aaron Deeney was fouled that side. It was Aaron Deeney that won the ball back in his own full back line and drove out. Now we have some of the Donegal officials remonstrating here with the officials. And, you know, listen, the game is over. They had the chance in the field. They just didn't play well enough on the day today.
Yeah, it's not what you want to see. The referee escorted off. But look, it's... Donegal are out of the Ulster 20 Championship.
It's a massive disappointment. Big hopes and expectations for this team, you know, and they, you know, I think everyone possibly got a bit carried away, but people have to take into account that was a poor cabin performance last week that they played well. You know, Donegal, okay, were really good. But today, you know, when you're coming up against a team like Derry and who have had a good record at underage in the last minor in the last few years, they were just too good for them today, in my opinion.
Yeah, you just can't have any qualms about the performance. Okay, Donegal had a few chances. Paddy Dolan at the end had an opportunity from a 45. It is a 45. It's just not the most easiest kick. He kicked one earlier before that. You're pulling at straws there, Brendan, if you are looking. Derry were by far the better team today. Donegal just did not get going. Niall O'Donnell, one of your main men, just did not get possession today. And Derry, I think it was Padraig Grogan, can hold his head high. He held him scoreless from play today. So that's huge, huge ask. And Derry went out. They were the better team today, and you have to take your beat.
Yeah, you know, definitely. And like, listen, Niall O'Donnell went out, scored 112 last week, but there is a problem. If a team is relying on one forward to kind of get them over the line and score 50-60% of their scores, and there are days that he's going to go out and he's going to be marked out or he's just not going to be feeling up to it. And that was the situation today. You know, Niall got a couple of frees, but even his free taking wasn't at his best today. Heather Morgan did get a great chance maybe with 5 minutes to go, and that was probably the opportunity for Donegal to win the game. Albeit undeservedly, because in my opinion, Derry went out with a better game plan. They went and, you know, they started off with Callum Brown, the edge square. When they were struggling out the field, they brought him out, and then they put him back in again. And he was the man that was instrumental in driving this Derry team forward, along with the likes of Oisin McWilliams. You mentioned Padraig McGrogan, who did a brilliant man-marking job on Niall O'Donnell. So, you know, massive disappointment in the Donegal camp. There was an awful lot of work put into these lads, and, you know, they're going to be disappointed if they can get over the line.
Yeah, I suppose... It's by no means fit. That Derry team out there, it's going to take a very good team to beat them.
It is, yeah. You know, they were standard bearers for Ulster two of the last 4 years at minor level, as we said, and they're going to be hard beaten going forward. For Donegal, back to the drawing board. There was a lot of hope for this group of under-21s, or for this group of players. Unfortunately, they didn't come through today. But listen, from Donegal's point of view, there are some excellent footballers involved in that team, and going forward in relation to them that's graduating off the senior team, there definitely are a few of them that you would hope be pushing on. And, you know, you're looking at the likes of Heather Morgan, who's been fantastic. Thought Aaron Deeney played very well. Conor O'Donnell, although we're number four playing midfield, was really, really good for Donegal today. You go through then, Heather Morgan was excellent. Peter McNiff, I thought, did really well too. You're looking at Jason McGee, was very good in the middle of the field, as with Luke Gavigan. They just didn't get free-flowing up on the forward line, and that's disappointing for Donegal.